the 12 steps to my daily living have utterly banished fear. But this would not be the truth. The most accurate answer I can give you is this. Fear has never again ruled my life since that day in September 1938, when I found that a power greater than myself could not only restore me to sanity, but could keep me both sober and sane. Never in 16 years have I dodged anything because I was afraid of it. I have faced life instead of running away from it. Some of the things that used to stop me in my tracks from fear still make me nervous in the anticipation of their doing. But once I kick myself into doing them, nervousness disappears, and I enjoy myself. In recent years, I have had the happy combination of time and money to travel occasionally. I am apt to get into quite an uproar for a day or two before starting, but I do start. And once started, I have a swell time. Have I ever wanted a drink during these years? Only once did I suffer from a nearly overpowering compulsion to take a drink. Oddly enough, the circumstances and surroundings were pleasant. I was at a beautifully set dinner table. I was in a perfectly happy frame of mind. I had been in AA a year, and the last thing in my mind was a drink. There was a glass of sherry at my place. I was seized with an almost uncontrollable desire to reach out for it. I shut my eyes and asked for help. In 15 seconds or less, the feeling passed. There have also been numerous times when I have thought about taking a drink. Such thinking usually began with thoughts of the pleasant drinking of my youth. I learned early in my AA life that I could not afford to fondle such thoughts, as you might fondle a pet, because this particular pet